We're doing Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim has been talking about the idea of setting up a gmach for loans within each city. And we're up to the second section, the 16th chapter. We're in the middle of the chapter. Chafetz Chaim says, "V'aroi b'chan narot lifnei akol ma'yefei koach ha'chevra ha'kedosha hazot." And I want to arouse people and illustrate how beautiful this organization of having a gmach is. She'yafa mistam mitzvat gmilut chesed. It's even nicer than ordinary acts of kindness. It's even nicer than what a person would ordinarily do acts of kindness for a few reasons. Number one, you cannot compare a mitzvah that's done by a select number of people to a mitzvah that's done by the masses. כמו שאמרו חז"ל, as our sages taught, ואף שמחמת שהם מרובים לא בא מאותיו בסך כל הלוואה, even though a person might say, if everyone's involved in this mitzvah, so how much is my money doing? כי אם מעט. Every loan only has a little bit of my money in it, אבל פי כן נראה פשוט שהקדוש ברוך הוא יחשוב לכל אחד, כאילו הוא לבדו היה גומל חסד. It seems obvious to me, says the חפץ חיים, that God will consider it as though each individual is the one that's doing the act of kindness. כיוון שבלב מיעוט המאות שלו, לא היה אני יכול להשיג המבוקש שלו, because if not for this guy's money, then the poor man wouldn't have gotten the loan. So you'll say, yeah, but I gave the gmach 1,000 shekel. And every time the gmach lends 1,000 shekel, I have 1 shekel in that 1,000. So you say, yeah, but between your 1,000 and his 1,000 and the next guy's 1,000, the gmach could give out all these loans. You say, if I would have given one person 1,000 shekel, wouldn't I have done more? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Because now it's considered as though you facilitated all of the loans of the gmach. Because the gmach only functions because it has a lot of people's money. So every time your money has a role in the loans that are given, that in and of itself is considered as though you were the one who facilitated that loan completely. He writes in the footnote, it's like what the Talmud says in Tractate Shabbos, Haoset kula v'loset miktzata, that one is only obligated to bring a chata sacrifice if he did a complete action on Shabbos. ואפל פיכן אם זה אינו יכול לבדו לישא את המסע וזה אינו יכול פסק המשנה שם תחייב. Nonetheless, we have a halacha. Let's say you take an item outside from a private domain to public domain. So two people carry it. So then the Mishnah discerns between a situation where each one could have carried that load on his own to a situation where neither one could have carried it on his own. And the Mishnah says, in such a scenario, then we consider it as though each one did the complete action. Technically, you're only chayav on Shabbos if you do a complete action. We say, yes, if you were a partner in an action that could not have been accomplished without you, that's considered as though you did the whole thing. And that's the logic, that we don't consider this as though you only did a part of it, being that it couldn't have been done without you, it's as though you did all of it. And the same logic, he says, should apply to a mitzvah. Even though you only have a minuscule part of the mitzvah, being that the mitzvah could not have been done without you, so it's as though you did the whole mitzvah.